It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you with us. So, what's the age range where you work, of the different coworkers that you have? It is possible to have four generations of coworkers there on site. Baby boomers, Gen X, millennials or Gen Y, Gen Z. And how do you talk to them all? Everybody's got their own colloquialisms. Things that are important to them are not necessarily important to you, and vice versa. Well, Angie Long is here to talk about that with us. She's the associate professor and program director at the Bellevue University College of Business. Angie, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Glad to be here.
Do appreciate it. So how do we talk to each other? Because it's really becoming an issue, and what is important to one generation is not important to the other. One may rank money as the driver behind decisions that are made between working overtime, that type of thing. Another generation puts quality of life, and they would rather have their birthday off versus a bonus. It's a funny world out there, isn't it?
It really is. And employers are really just trying to figure all of this out. They're trying to understand the different wants and needs of every generation, because every generation does have very distinct characteristics.
What are some of the characteristics that these are generalities,
right,
of course,
right.
but what are some of the generalities that we see as sticking points between the generations?
Actually, you touched on one, which was really that work-life balance versus compensation. In prior generations, for example, we kind of have that mentality of work, you know, really being able to work as hard as you can work and earn as much money as you can. I always joke that, you know, we're kind of brought up that, you know, you buy a house, and then as soon as you can buy a bigger house, you buy a bigger house. And if you can't buy a bigger house, then you buy a bigger car or a nicer car. And this generation, really starting with the millennials, have a very different mindset than in these prior generations. So it's not all about the money. It really is more about work-life balance. And again, that has a lot of implications for employers when you think about compensation and benefits and time away from work, that kind of thing.
Sure, absolutely. There's it's a free to the public workshop called Managing the Multigenerational Workforce, and that's on Monday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. And there is a light lunch for attendees. Do people need to register for that, even though it's free?
Yes, they should register for it. And I believe you have the information.
Yes, I do. The website is bellevue.libcal.com. That's bellevue.libcal.com. What can we anticipate as far as managing a multi-generational workforce? I mean, as far as, you know, would you give some tips, your experience in HR and everything, what kind of tips or solutions would you look to open the lines of communication between the generations?
Well, I think we really start by understanding the different generations and not making assumptions that, even though we just talked about some of those differences with work-life balance, people are individuals with individual wants and needs. So you really have to start with having a very good idea of what your workforce is asking for and what they value as employees. So once you have that, then you can really kind of build on that, again, with some of your different programs, from an HR standpoint, as well as from a managerial standpoint, knowing, well, okay, if I'm trying to get somebody to work overtime, maybe what I can do for them is have more flexibility in their workplace versus just paying them overtime, that kind of thing.
Okay. Have you seen that, do companies have to cater more to one generation than to another? Does one generation seem to kind of roll with it more than another, who may make demands?
Well, I think there are, you know, distinct differences between the different generations. I will say that, you know, the millennials are now the largest generation in our workforce. So, again, kind of knowing your demographics, mm-hmm. and, you know, really having those programs that support your workforce overall. Generation X is the next largest generation. So that's actually my generation.
Okay.
So, again, you know, just not necessarily catering to one generation, but understanding those unique differences. differences, and then making sure that you're managing what appeals to each of the generation to the extent that you're able to, of course.
Right, because you can't treat people differently predicated upon age.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, there are laws around that. Yeah,
that's an HR no-no.
Yes,
right there.
It is.
So.
It is. Yes.
So
absolutely.
It does become a really interesting dynamic where, particularly if you think about it, well, that person's getting paid more. Well, that's because that person wants more money. This person gets more time off. That's because they want more time off.
Right.
Wow. How do you navigate through that?
Absolutely.
Very interesting workshop. It's free to the public. It's called Managing the Multigenerational Workforce. It's Monday, May 13th at 11:30. There is a light lunch included for attendees. You can go to bellevue.libcal.com. Angie Long, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Real
for
pleasure
having
to meet you. Morning Edition continues on KIOS FM, Omaha's Public Radio.